Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Rahla sadri wa s-silli amri. Rahla uqdatan min lisani. Yafqa qawli. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik. Ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We still, bifadlillahi azza wa jal, to continue our classes about the secret of at-tahara, the purification. And remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned many ahadith to pure the Muslim from all the impurifications. Without tahara, your salah is never going to be accepted. Without tahara, the purification, without purification, the wudu will never be valid. Sometimes the Muslim, he doesn't care about this area. So Allah command us to purify ourselves from the impurification, which is fard. And you may look for this topic is an easy topic. La wallah. We have a lot of problem in this area. Very complicated topic in order to understand what the tahara is. Alhamdulillah, we found the impurification came through the urine, the stool, the mani, the mazi. Mazi is a second degree after the mani, a lighter than the mani. Yellow and walwadi. Wadi, it's mean when you carry something heavy, you may find yourself like a liquid came from you, from your private part, without any intention or without any control. It is similar to the urine, similar to urine, is not a urine, but similar to urine, it comes. We may find some of us, he has a problem with urine. It's called salasul bawl. Salasul bawl, some Muslim male, sometimes he has a disease. The disease is some of the urine always stuck in his private part. And sometime he found when he carry or stand up or go down, he found some liquid came from him. And also the sisters. The sister also, she has a problem. Call it ifrazat. Sometime her private part produce a liquid. It's come drop by drop without any control. Therefore, the Islam command all the Muslim before you perform your wudu, before you perform your salah, you have to check your body and you check your clothes, such as underwear, which this is the area of the impurification. So mani, the sperms or the mani, it's mean the yes, the sperms or urine or stool or anything. Sometime after I finished my salah, I found that without any control that I had a dream. And you don't know when you wake up and you don't know you went for wudu and you don't know that you are dreamed. Like the man, he met his wife in a dream, or is not even his wife. He could have somebody else in the dream, and he found himself, something come out from him. It's like mani. The same situation like you meeting your wife. And after you pray, you find like a spot in your underwear. The message for the male and female too. Both of them are dreaming. Both of them. And we said Hadith Umm Salim, when she came to the Prophet ﷺ and to complain, oh, the woman also, she got a dream and she woke up with the Prophet ﷺ, told her yes. So we have to be careful about this area, because without the purification, your salah will never be accepted. You have to check, examine yourself all the time. Sometime, as I mentioned it in the end of my class yesterday, and I found after we pray, some of us have like a disease of gas, too much gas, especially Sheikh Muhammad. Especially we love biryani, and biryani produce a lot of gases, beans, whatever is. Sometime the brother with the dry gas, sometime the dry gas carried a liquid, came from the back. and damage your clothes. Urine could damage your clothes. Some brothers who stand up to urinate from the standing position without feeling, you may find some of this urine return back to your clothes. Watch out, because if your clothes will be catched with urine or some stool or mani or anything like that, or mazi, the liquid, yellow liquid, come for both for man and woman. Sometime you playing with your wife, especially the young generation, those who are active in the beginning of the years, they are very active. But when you look for somebody old, exactly, he's dead. He doesn't have any intention. Sometime he escaped from the house. You understand? So what happened? But the young or some men, alhamdulillah, they are old, but they are very active. Very active, like the strong. Strong, actually. Sometime you go and hug your wife. Sometime, actually, the wife give you kiss. And without any control, you may find this mazi, which is a liquid, come from you without any control. It will damage your salah. It will damage your wudu. Be careful about this area. Be careful about this area. The young people are more active. More active. And we mention in Ramadan, when the old man entered the meeting of the Prophet and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, أيقبل الرجل امرأته وهو صائم? Shall the man any man who kiss his wife, he can kiss his wife while he's fasting? The Prophet told him yes. And just a minute after that, a young man entered the masjid and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, the man, he could kiss his wife. The Prophet, he looked at him and he told him, no. First kiss, he approved it. The man is the dead man, the old man. And the young man is always active. He told him, you are not allowed to kiss. Why? He tried to keep his fasting. Because the young woman are different than the old. We have to understand and realize this, inshallah ta'ala. So, from this meaning, we found ourselves facing impurification through your body, through your clothes, your body and your clothes. And we said before also, the purification must be also to purify your heart from the shirk, from the bid'ah, from the jealousies, from the hatreds, from the envy. In order to stand in front of Allah, you have to purify your heart, your body, your clothes. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who turn themselves in tawbah to Allah, and Allah loves those who need or whom they purify themselves from the impurification. At-tahara juz'un min al-iman, is a part of your iman, the Muslim. And this is the Muslim ummah, is the only nation among his whole nation Allah obligated them to purify themselves. If you look at the Christian and Jew, what happened? After meeting, they can go. They don't. Maybe they go to the bathroom, they clean the private parts, and no ghusl, no shower, nothing. Because they believe, they said, we are pure. But the Islam came to command all the Muslim, if you are in purifications, you must go and you have to wash, or you have to go for ghusl, full ghusl. Many must or dream. Meeting with wife or dream, must go for the ghusl, both of them. Number two, urine, stool, you didn't need to go for ghusl. You need only to go and wash around your private parts in the front and in the back. Sometimes the Muslim, he has a problem. After he meets his wife, he doesn't feel anything, it doesn't come out from him. But later on, this liquid, which you call it al-mazay, stick in his farj, stick inside. And when you come to pray, you find yourself something come out from you, because it was hidden actually in the farj of the man, hidden in the farj of the woman. And later on, you find yourself liquid came from you, because there is a preparation for it in the beginning. After you hug your wife, you kiss her, and you feel enjoyment after this. You feel enjoyment, you may find yourself Some of the people discover it in an early age. Some of the people, they have no control of that. They may discover it later because this liquid is stuck in the farj. It's stuck in a private part, and later on, it's come down. While you're praying, while you're walking in the street, while you're sitting in your office, while you go to the market. So it's showing. Let's we talk about how we purify. As we end our class yesterday, let we see how we purify our clothes. If you find something in your clothes, it's very important, the fiqh, for all of us. And the point is, the Muslim doesn't have time, include myself, to go and check and examine all this situation. Now, Zayd ibn Salt, radiallahu anhu arda, one of the companions, قال خرجت مع عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه الى الخرج. I went out with Umar to a place called Al-Kharj. Look what Umar said. Umar is a khalifa that time. So he said, قال فنظر فاذا هو قد احتلم وصلى ولم يغتسل. عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه, after he led the salah, after he finished the salah, he looked to himself, it's mean to his clothes, and he found that he had a dream. He did not have a meeting with a wife. But he discovered after the salah, when he checked his clothes, that he has what? A dream. How he knows? He found a spot of urine in his clothes. He sleep, it was in the Fajr, Salat al-Fajr, and in the night we sleep. So Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he did not have any wife, he did not meet with a wife, but he came and he ran in the morning and he renew his wudu only, right? And he did not check his clothes. That's why we said in our beginning of the class, you must examine your clothes all the time, male and female. So Umar radiallahu anhu arda salla bin nas, he led the salah, and after he finished himself, what did he do? فَرَأَى أَنَّهُ قَدْ احْتَلَمَ وَصَلَّى وَلَمْ يَغْتَسِلْ. And he found himself that he had a dream, and he finished and completed his salah, and he did not have what? Shower, ghusl. فَقَالَ عُمَر, Umar, did he keep it secret? Because some of us said, you know, it's embarrassing to ask. Look what Umar said. He's a Khalifa, remember. Could you imagine if King Abdullah, the King of Saudi Arabia, or Mr. Mubarak, or any, all of this, he came to the people in the media and he said, you know, I saw myself, I got a dream yesterday, and I woke up and I found something in my clothes. Could you imagine about this? SubhanAllah. But look at Umar Warda radiallahu. He gathered his friends. قال, look what Umar, قال والله ما أراني, he swear Allah, I did not see myself except I found myself got dream, احتلمت, and I became wet, وصليت وما اغتسلت, and I laid the salah and I did not what? Made ghusl. Could you imagine Sheikh Abdullah today or Sheikh Mustafa? He said after the salah, hey people, look at this. I found myself a god dream and my clothes is impure and I have to go and I did not make ghusl. What you gonna do? Think you're gonna take me and you hang me outside of the door, right? Or you hang up to Sheikh Abdullah outside of the door or Sheikh Ali. SubhanAllah. You will lose it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, and you kick me out. But look at Umar radiallahu anhu arda, all the time in his life. That's why his name is Al-Faruq. And I told you this before. He stood in the member. And while he gave the khutbah in Salat al-Jum'ah, قال أيها الناس على رسلكم. Oh people, don't move. Stay in your place. And he moved. He come out down from the member. He went to Al-Baqi'ah behind the masjid. And whoever visits the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, Sheikh Ali al-Baqi' is too far from the masjid. Sometimes you need like 5-10 minutes. And people, everybody stay, remain. Because the Khalifa ordered him. He came And he took the member again and he came with water, the water fall down from his face. That's meaning that he renewed his wudu. Qala ayyuha an-nas. And he said, oh people, your imam, he lost his wudu. While I'm giving you the khutbah, there is a gas came from me. Look at this. There is a gas came from me. And he completes the khutbah and he said, it's necessary for me to go and renew my wudu. Ali, after the salah and after the jum'ah is over, yeah, Umar, when you left the member and you left the masjid, people figure it understood automatically that you lost your wudu to go and renew. Qala ya Ali, look what he, how he answer Ali. Qala ya Ali, la faduhu al-dunya aqallu min faduh al-akhirah. If I get embarrassed in front of the people in this life, in this world, it's better or less than you get embarrassed in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the day of the judgment. So right away, don't embarrass. No embarrassment in Islam. It's normal. Human, they have gas, they could dream, they could so and so. No embarrassment. Because in this masjid, some of your brother came to me. Ya Sheikh, what about, don't talk about this issue here. This is, ya akhi, astaghfirullah. This is embarrassing, so and so. We don't have to tell the people. We have children. Most of our children in Islam, when you examine them, they are zero. They don't have anything. Like for myself, I remember myself, when I came and I was like 14 years old, I came to my mother. Oh, my mother, where I came from? And my mother, she answered me, we found you in a house belonging to the orphan. So we found you and we carry you and we bring you to. She doesn't want to tell me, yes, my father meet me and we deliver you. Subhanallah. What's embarrassing of this? A lot of children, wallahi, in this masjid, young people, they came and told me, ya Sheikh, wallahi, may Allah reward you. You said something I never heard. I am married and I never have any idea about it. Why? Because we used to ask our parents, they never tell us. We used to ask our imam back home, they never tell us anything. No embarrassment in your deen. You must be educated. There is no, this is nature for the Muslim. So Umar radiallahu anhu arda, what did he do? He prayed. Did he tell the people, oh people, go and renew your salah? La, there is no. That's why the imam took responsibility. What did he do? فَذَهَبَ فَاخْتَسَلْ. Him himself, and he went and he took a shower and he made a ghusl. And then what did he do in his clothes? That's related to his body. His body must be purified by water. الْمَاءُ الطَّهُورُ. Water. What about if I don't find water? It will be for me what? Allah said it in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Tayammum. How are you making tayammum? I don't find water. I little say, actually, I went to the camping here and I don't find around me, and I found myself no water around me. Dream or I meet my wife. What I have to do? Tayammum, very simple. Simple. Fatayammamu sa'idun tayyiba. Allah tabaraka, if you don't find water, Allah command us, go and make tayammum. You go to the dusted area. Dust area, you put your hand one time, all right, and you go first in your hand. In the wudu is totally different, but you make it one time like this and you rub it your hand, or you go and wash your hand to each other or connect your hand together. Rub it. There you go. Rub your hand. Then after that, you go one time in your face. And after you finish, you don't need to go one time. You take it again and you rub your hand. And what did you do? Over your hand only. Some, the brother, he told me over the elbow. No, it's totally different. Only the hand. Not up to the elbow. Up to the elbow in water. But in that, you don't go for like the ghusl, one by one hand up to the elbow. Only rub your hand after your face and one time only around your hand, and your body will be totally pure
go and perform your salah. That is actually the tayammum. Allah permitted for us. But anyway, the water, this is related to somebody. How about the clothes? Now Umar radiallahu anhu arda, how he knows that he got dream? From what? From his body or from his clothes? From his clothes. So when he checked his clothes, he found a spot around his private part. He already washed his clothes, his body, ghusl, through the ghusl over the whole head. And we explain how you do it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. طيب. What did you do for his clothes? Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he came فغسل الجزء الغير طاهر. He washed only from his clothes, that means his underwear. He washed only the spot which is showing al-mani. And the other part of the underwear نضح عليه الماء. What, how نضح? He bring like a spring water and he drop it over the other part of the underwear. Only he washed the area which he carry what? The mani, the spermas. And the other area, نضح عليها الماء, he got water and he sprinkled the water over the area which doesn't show any kind or any signs of the sperms or the mani. هذا قول مالك. This is the word of Imam Malik رحمه الله. He said, what you do, you wash the area only which you carry the mani. Understand? And the other area, just drop the water over. نضح. نضح الماء. طيب. الإمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله والإمام الشافعي, both of them, they said no. Only to wash the area which you carry the sperms. You don't need to put a spring water over the, or the rest of the all around this area. That is قوله الإمام أبو حنيفة الإمام الشافعي. Except مالك said only the area to wash it and all around sprinkle the water. والله تبارك وتعالى أعلم. طيب. 5 minutes before Ashraf Ali, I have to close now. And always when we sit in the table of Ar-Rahman, we always finish it and we leave the table and we're still hungry. We need to have to eat more from the ilm and knowledge, because this is a golden chain taken to me to the area to another area. I owe you. If Allah give us tomorrow, a man, he lay with his wife, he kissed his wife, and then after that, later on, he found, we talk about the clothes now, we finish the body. I'm talking about the clothes. And later in, and after that, what did he do? If he play with his wife only, kiss, hugging her, whatever is, they play together, and he doesn't feel anything come out from him, is that necessity to also to go and wash in advance? Maybe something come out from him. And what about after, later, as I told you, he found some water stick inside his farge. And after he moved a little bit, walking or up and down in the salah, he found some liquid came out from him, because he was with his wife. What he has to do? Two questions. Can he repeat? He has to repeat as-salah, or only to take a shower? To take a shower only. If you need to know, inshallah ta'ala, we will go for this inshallah ta'ala. Baby, I have a boy or I have a girl, I take my baby and I carry, and the baby, my son, urinate over my clothes. What we have to do? And how about the baby girl? The baby girl, and I carried her and she peed on me, on my clothes. What I have to do? What about the animal which you love to eat it? I carry chicken and urinate over my clothes. Goat urinate over my clothes. The farmer in the farm, he has a cow to fertilize. So die right away, suddenly the cow give him like a hose, a strong hose, water in his face and his clothes. Somebody work like a butcher. He's a butcher. And he, the whole day, he cut the meat and all his clothes is wet by the blood of the animal. Is that allowed to pray in this clothes, to pray with this clothes? If you need to know all this answer, you are appointed to see me inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbal minna, Allahumma alimna ma'alamta liyakini biqalqin, waj'alna min alladhina astami'una qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. اللهم اختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان. ربنا نجنا من القوم الظالمين ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم رب عزنا بعز وتوب علينا توبة ترضاها قبل الموت واهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وامتنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله ونعوذ بك يا مولانا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.